Jésus s'approcha et leur dit, tout pouvoir m'a été donné dans le ciel et sur la terre. Allez donc, faites toutes les nations des disciples, baptisez-les au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit. And Jesus came and said to the disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus trat dazu, redete mit den Jüngern und Jüngerinnen und sprach, mir ist gegeben alle Macht im Himmel und auf Erden. So geht nun hin und macht zu Jünger und Jüngerinnen alle Völker und tauft sie auf dem Namen des Vaters und des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes. Amen. Dear parishioners, dear listeners, today I'm recording at the Royal Foundation of St. Catherine in Limehouse. It's a small city monastery in the bustling city, and I've grown fond of this place over the past years since I've moved to London. Every now and then I come here for a silent retreat, for some time in prayer, for some time in quiet, and to enjoy the lovely garden, the lovely courtyard of St. Catherine. Last time I was here was at the beginning of March, and it was just before the lockdown started. So now to be back here has a special meaning to me. It is part of the journey that we've been through the past months, and this is a time for me to reflect of what has happened to us, to this world, to our congregation. So today is a little bit different. Today I will take you on a journey. I will share with you my thoughts that I had during my quiet time here. And I'm standing right now in the chapel of St. Catherine. And in the middle is a compass rose laid into the floor, a sort of mosaic. And there is a quote of St. Augustine of Hippo, which says, we do not commit to God by navigation, but by love. So I hope that today's service will give you a sense of God's infinite love for all of us, for each human being. A love that keeps us safe, a love that is grounded and founded in God. And that will never, never go away. Let us pray. Lord, when my season is joy, let me celebrate and be thankful. When my season is pain, let me discover you healing me. When my season is doubt, let me know the seedling of faith stir again. When my season is loneliness, bring a friend to me. When my season is full of loathing, take my bitterness away. When my season is loss, show me you have not forgotten me. Help me, eternal God, to discover you in all seasons of my life. Amen.
The first reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 14, reading verses 1 to 7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
In God's house, there are many dwelling places. God has prepared a place for us to rest. What a comforting thought. St. Catherine Monastery in Limehouse is for me one of those places where I get a sense for the home that God is. And I want to share with you some thoughts from that place of peacefulness. The first thing I noticed when I arrived was that nothing had changed. Everything was exactly the same. The friendly receptionist, the brown bricks of the monastic walls, the neatly cut grass, the modern sculptures in the courtyard of a lone figure and of a woman cradling her baby. The big tree stretching its branches across the lawn, the noise of the traffic, and that deep sense of peace and quiet in the midst of the bustling city. Almost everything was exactly the same, except that the big tree had now green leaves, where before its branches were bare, and that the few withered leaves on the grass were announcing the next season. The sculpture of a duck was also new. Other than that, nothing had changed. Everything was exactly the same. Then I thought of today's morning news and the radio presenter who said that the global economic growth of 3% might turn into a global recession of 3% or worse. I thought of the tens of thousands of people who will be made redundant when the government's furlough scheme will come to an end in October. I thought of the theatres and restaurants and small businesses who will not be able to reopen, and of the many homeless people who will have to return living in the streets, more vulnerable than before. I thought of the illness that had cost so many lives, the illness still so unknown and unpredictable in its behavior, and how it can be treated. And I thought that we now have to stay at a distance from one another and trying to avoid coming too close. Nothing had changed. And yet everything was different. I took a walk around the yard, slowly taking one step at a time, hardly moving at all, in an attempt to let the past few months sink in, to make sense and to order and to master my anxiety. I went into the chapel. Immediately, I felt a sense of calm. I wanted to ask God what the purpose was of this all. I wanted to know the answer. I wanted to know where we were going. But I knew that God's answer to my questions was going to be silence. So I embraced God's silence. I walked around the compass rose laid into the floor with the words of St. Augustine, "We come to God by love and not by navigation." I decided to put in God's hands all the beautiful moments of the past month and my gratefulness for the closeness with my dearest. I decided to put in God's hands my anxieties and to ask for forgiveness for the times when I have failed to reach out to others and for the times when I have failed to do the right thing. I decided to thank God for the guidance that I had experienced and for all the wonderful people who worked alongside me, supporting and encouraging each other. I knew in God I was at home. God is home. In God I feel no judgment. In God I feel no guilt. In God is always forgiveness. God is eternal. There are no time pressures. God is everywhere. There are no constraints. In God's presence, I am an open book. I am seen and understood like no other human being can ever see me. I am vulnerable, and yet I will never be hurt. God is the ground we stand on and the air we breathe. God is around us and within us. God is the source of never-ending, steadfast love woven into the book of humanity and into the fabric of our soul. No matter how much we struggle, everything we are is in God, and no one can ever take this away from us. Our dignity is rooted in God, and no human can ever come between us and God. All we have to do is to bend our knee, bow our head, and trust in God, the eternal, the source of life, the fountain of love, the mystery of life. Trust will see us through, no matter what life throws at us. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will hold you, and I will keep you. For I am your God. Amen.
from Isaiah chapter 32, reading from verse 1 to verse 8. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each one will be like a shelter from the wind, and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert, and the shadows of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the eyes of those who hear will listen. The fearful heart will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For fools speak folly, their hearts are bent on evil. They practice ungodliness and spread error concerning the Lord. The hungry they leave empty, and from the thirsty they withhold water. Scoundrels use wicked methods. They make up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But the noble make noble plans, and by noble deeds they stand.
Today we're holding the annual general meeting, the AGM, at 11 o'clock on Zoom. I would like to thank all our members who have voted remotely and who are participating in the meeting online for your flexibility and understanding. And a big thank you to Yvonne, Marco and Heidi for the preparations, which is every year a huge amount of work and especially during a pandemic, and to the steering committee for guiding us through the recent months. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank all the team. It has been a real privilege to tackle the various challenges of the past few months with such a great group of people. I feel, as always, blessed to serve such a wonderful church community that is standing so close together, even though we are for now apart. And we will reopen the church again for external hirings and for the artist residency in August. If you would like to know more about our guidelines for the reopening of the church, please get in touch and we are happy to share them with you. And as for the return to church services, we will give a further update towards the end of the summer break in August. The results of the survey that many of you have completed will be shared via electronic newsletter. Now, if you would like to receive these results on paper or via phone, please let me know and I shall be more than happy to post them to you or to speak to you on the phone. I shall be away on annual leave from the 24th of July to the 14th of August. In case of an emergency, please don't hesitate to call me on my mobile phone. I wish you all a wonderful and peaceful summer. Let us pray. Gracious God, hear our prayers. For all who are restless, for all who have no place to rest their tired bodies and minds, for all who have no place to call home, for all who do not feel safe in their own four walls. Lead us to your house where we can dwell and refresh our soul. Lead us to that place, physical or spiritual, where we can be ourselves and where we feel the weight from our shoulders lifted. Take from us our grief, our anxieties, our insecurity, and fill our hearts with gratefulness and joy, even in the bleakest hour. In you is home. In you is comfort. Kyrie eleison. Holy Spirit, bring us together in thought and in prayer. We pray for the members of the Swiss Church congregation, and especially for those who feel lonely and abandoned. We pray for our families and friends worldwide. Let us find our voice to make our needs heard. Sharpen our awareness so we may recognize each other's needs. Bring us ever closer together and find new ways to unite in your name. Kyrie eleison. Forgiving God, we ask you, be generous with us as we are finding our way as human beings each day anew. Send to us the full power of your forgiveness. Teach us to forgive ourselves and to forgive others and to spread the healing power that this brings. Make us aware of our blind spots and of our prejudice for people that are different from us and whom we fail to understand. There is a dwelling place for everyone in your house. May we grow ever more acceptant for fellow human beings who dwell with us. Together we pray, as Jesus Christ has taught us. Unser Vater im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet den Frieden in die Welt.